Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, I'm talking about Lord Peter Mandelson. Now, he said he's resigning from the House of Lords, presumably renouncing his title, but I don't think it can be a unilateral renunciation. It has to be degraded, but he shan't oppose such a process. So Peter Mandelson is disgraced. There's very few peers before him. In case you don't know, he was a Labour politician, a Labour MP from 1992 till about 2005. He resigned twice in disgrace from the cabinet, once as was it minister without portfolio for pressurising the Home Office to fast track a visa for the nanny, the Hinduja brothers, these billionaires who were going to bankroll the Millennium Dome project, of which Peter Mandelson was in charge. And the next time it was when he was Northern Ireland's secretary. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was the second time. The first time was he was then at the Department for Trade and Industry. And his department was investigating Geoffrey Robertson, Geoffrey Robinson, a very wealthy Labour MP, Paymaster General, who lent Peter Mandelson the small sum of £800,000. This is 1998 values, so like 2 million quid in today's values, interest-free soft loan. And Mandelson didn't see a conflict of interest with that. Said he'd insulated himself from the inquiry. But remember Lord Hewitt's dictum that justice must not only be done, it must be seen to be done. There'll always be the suspicion that he was leaning on his department to go easy on Robinson. So he resigned in disgrace for that. Obviously, it was a blatant breach of the Nolan principles about probity and public life. So knowing all this, and then he left the House of Commons. He was ennobled as a Labour peer, a major figure on the right of the Labour Party. And knowing all this, Sir Keir Starmer saw him as the right person to appoint ambassador to the United States, a very consequential role, surely the most important ambassadorship in the gift of the prime minister. Now, usually it's career diplomats that are appointed ambassador, but quite often with Washington, D.C., it is someone who carries the prime minister's embassy. He or she will pick a superannuated politician. Now, in some ways, Mandelson was suited to the role, in that he's so oligenous and he will just suck up to the wealthy and powerful. He's the same problem all three times he's been sacked. I remember reading an article about a woman who was a waitress at an event that Mandelson said, people who are not powerful or invisible to him just doesn't give a damn about them because he's always kowtowing to wealthy people. Despite his so-called sort of profession for the needy, he never gives a penny away to people and he spends all his time brown-nosing billionaires. And he's quite effective. He's just oligenous. He's loather than the Labour Party, and he was voted off the National Executive Committee way back in the late 90s. And he was, of course, Tony Blair's right-hand man, the Prince of Darkness, this political necromancer, well, particularly of the media. So media manipulation, spin, lies, Mandelson's all about that. That's it. Now, he was a long-standing friend of Jeffrey Epstein, always going to Jeffrey Epstein, sort of Lolita Island. Now, Mandelson's defense is that he is homosexual. He didn't come out. He was actually outed by Matthew Paris in 1998, the journalist and former Tory MP. Now that's out, he's married to a Brazilian man. But now we see what he's really like. All the Epstein files have been published. He was very friendly with Epstein long after Epstein was sent to jail, said this would have never have happened in Britain. Well, of course it would, because underage sex is a crime in the United Kingdom as well. And the girl in question, Florida, was she 14? And that's under the age of consent in all parts of the UK, not just in the state of Florida. So, of course, and probably Epstein would have been rather worse off in the UK because they wouldn't have given these plea bargains. We get a slap on the wrist sentence, an 18-month sentence, and serve only 13 months on day release and things like that. But we now know that Mandelson belongs in prison because there he was committing misconduct in a public office. So in the late noughties, Tony Blair was gone. It was Gordon Brown as prime minister, 2007-2010. And Mandelson had his ear and was telling him market-sensitive information because obviously Epstein was a major banker and investor and all that kind of thing and sending government emails to him, so deliberately leaking government files. Is that even a breach of the Official Secrets Act now? There are several levels of secrecy from sensitive right up to top secret. I don't know which one this was. And there's also misconduct in a public office. And that is obviously is tripartite and have to have a public office and have to breach it in a non-serious way. You know, his duty was going against the public interest, was going to undermine government policy for the purpose of private emolument of Epstein, someone with whom he was in a financial relationship. Epstein was giving Mandelson's husband, was it £4,000 a month? And we're talking 20 years ago. That's not a sum to be sneezed at even now. Why? I mean, he could have, maybe he didn't give it to Peter Mandelson directly, gave him to his lover. But what was he getting in return for it? It was not charity. They were not poor. Mandelson is a multimillionaire. So it's really disgraceful. I was always taking Epstein's side long after he knew about the crimes that Epstein convicted. And he was always going there. And he said he didn't act for personal gain. Well, I mean, it could be misconduct of public office, even if that's not the case. He had some duty because he was, an MP, a cabinet minister for a while. Later, he's in the House of Peers to act for the advancement of the interests of the United Kingdom. And there he was when some sort of tax was going to come in on bankers' bonuses, and telling Epstein all about this and organising this campaign. It was orchestrated when Alistair Darling was Chancellor Exchequer after the credit crunch 2008. People took phone up with a line to take, saying almost exactly the same thing. You'll find that Alistair Darling's memoirs, and Faisal Islam, a very prominent journalist, as I recall this story as well. So anyway, MI5 will have given a file on Mandelson to Peter to Keir Starmer before appointing him ambassador to the United States, as they always do. And MI5 would have filed him way back in the 70s. It was in the Young Communist League in the 60s. So that's another point. Should you have someone who's an advocate for a murderous, genocidal tyranny like that, should he reach the top rank in politics? And okay, it was an adolescent indiscretion. But, you know, why is he so well treated because he's a commie? If he's a Nazi, he wouldn't be getting away with it. Anyway, so he's 72 years old, and now the Metropolitan Police is investigating him. So he clearly belongs in prison, but sadly the establishment tends to go easy on its own, and he should be spending the rest of his life behind bars. He also resigned from the Labour Party, but reflects very, very badly on Sir Keir Starmer. What an error of judgment to promote him despite knowing all this. And MI5 will have told them various things, and maybe they didn't know the whole story at that stage, but he should have said, "Don't like the smell in here. Caesar's wife should be above suspicion." And so this all went very badly wrong a few months ago when it became clear just how pally he was with Epstein. And all before Epstein was convicted of anything, you might say, fair enough. But it was long after Epstein was found guilty of something. He remained in a financial relationship with him. And Gordon Brown, who had Mandelson at a high level, correctly said is inexcusable and unpatriotic. Okay, so private government correspondence shown to Jeffrey Epstein. People are now saying Jeffrey Epstein was he an asset of Russian organized crime and or the SVR, as in Russian external intelligence. People talk about being a Mossad asset. I don't know if any of that's true. How that's how he got a lot of his money from dodgy Russians to invest in various things like that. So it really is simply appalling. Now, should he lose his ministerial pension? And I'm a bit more chary about this one because he really did do the work. So we can see how vile Mandelson is. I mean, I always loathed him, but some people liked him. People saw him as, I don't know, a bit of a spiv to up himself, conceited, charmless, and so on, creepy and all the rest of it. So he's just vile. Not surprisingly, a friend of George Osborne. All right, so thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then at PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And make sure we do all we can to give Peter Mandelson free accommodation for life.